You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Wild weather this weekend. Tony, cold in Kansas City. And a blizzard in Buffalo.
And I'm Tony Kornheiser, your little ray of sunshine. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I got sunshine and not on a cloudy day in Scottsdale, Arizona, big boy.
Are you going to do the entire Temptations catalog? Because I'll listen.
Very good.
You're going to do all of it.
You and I could be like, with like 1% of people who knew opening lyric.
That's
I knew you would, of course.
Of course I do. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, cold, snow, Mayo, and Flacco. And we begin today with answers to the question of who will follow two legendary coaches. In New England, linebackers coach Gerard Mayo will succeed Bill Belichick, becoming at 37 the youngest head coach in the NFL. And Alabama has reportedly landed Washington's Kalen DeBoer to replace Nick Saban. Wilbon, what do you make of these hires and the pressures each of them will face?
Well, Tony, they certainly face enormous pressures when you are following legends. The all-time, you're following GOATs. And I'm not referring to Nick Saban's commercial either with Dion. I mean, you know, you're coming into situations that seem impossible. And, Tony, I would say this, you know, people are going back and forth, certainly on the group text that I'm involved in. Wow, this happened so quickly. As you get a little further from this, you realize that the people at the top of the pyramids in charge of these institutions, these programs, these franchises, they had advanced knowledge, not knowledge, but they had inkling. They understood that Belichick could be leaving and, you know, they were prepared. And also at Nick Saban, particularly building a house in Jupiter, you know, between real estate people and the people who are at the places where Nick Saban's going to be going to play golf. You and I know a few of those people. I won't drop any names. They knew that Saban was looking at this since October. It's possibly a last run. So you have time to prepare and say, okay, on my wish list, I've got this name, this name, this name, and this name.
Yeah.
And that's what you've got. Yeah. And so both institutions were reasonably prepared for saying, okay, here's what we knew was going to happen. Let's jump in and get this done now so we don't lose any time. And that's what happened in each case. And it doesn't make the job any easier, but the search wasn't a search in either case.
For people who are not familiar with the East Coast of Florida, you meant Jupiter, Florida, not the planet Jupiter. Saban is not colonizing the planet Jupiter with a house. Okay, I was very intrigued to learn today. I did not know this. That Gerard Mayo had a succession clause in his own contract. There is one and only one reason to put a succession clause in his contract, because the Patriots had identified him as having skills that they wanted to lock up. All right. I was one of those people who talked about Mike Vrabel. No. It's Mayo. All right. And that's the reason they do that. There are stories now coming out that Mayo was called Bill Jr. when he was a player. He was so much like Belichick. He was a captain in his second season. So the organization saw something there.
I don't know anything about
DeBoer. I don't know anything. But I was texting back and forth last night with a friend of mine who is completely plugged in to the Alabama Booster Network. And he said to me, it's going to be DeBoer. He rattled off who it wasn't going to be, said it's going to be DeBoer. Here's what I know about DeBoer's record as a coach. He's 104-12 overall. Are you kidding me with this? 104-12. So what is best case scenario? For Gerard Mayo, best case scenario is Knoll to Cowher or Walsh to Seifert. Worst case scenario is 3 years of 6-11 and see you around, or 2 years of 3-14 and get out of here. That's worst case. Best case for DeBoer is a championship. That's Alabama now. That's a championship. And
well,
also,
Tony,
by the way, Mayo really needs a quarterback.
Alabama.
Worst case, okay, but worst case for him is 3 years of 7-7 and goodbye, right? That's what it is. Because,
Tony,
you know, you're not
he
relevant
wouldn't even
anymore.
Get, DeBoer, he would get You know what? They could be ready to throw him out at 10-3. 10-3. Oof. They could get rid of him. Irrational fan base like college football fans. The most irrational, the most knee-jerk, the most overreactive, the most intolerant, and basically the most loathsome. All of them. I'm not picking on Alabama. I'm talking about me. And as a booster of my own program, we're all intolerable. And so, man, I don't know if I want to be following Saban particularly. Let's move to the NFL playoffs, where two of this weekend's games could feature extreme weather. Forecasters say wind chills in Kansas City for Saturday night's Dolphins-Chiefs game could reach 30 below zero. And in Buffalo on Sunday, the Steelers and Bills face snow somewhere between 7 inches and 3 feet if you believe that this narrow band of lake effect snow is going to hit the stadium. Tone, does the weather equalize these games or solidify the faves?
So let me just state at the beginning that you just called yourself loathsome. I think people should take note and type that
sometimes.
Someplace. I am loathsome, Michael Wilbon. Okay, it does both of these things. It equalizes, I believe, in Buffalo. All right, Buffalo, the forecast is, again, for 7 or 8 inches. But I know what lake effect snow is. I went to school in upstate New York. And it could be 3 feet. I mean, that actually happens. Now, they are both cold weather teams, Buffalo and Pittsburgh. So not going to be affected all that much. But if it's very windy, as they're talking about, Buffalo likes to throw the ball a lot. That is going to be harder for Buffalo to do. It becomes a running game. Maybe that shortens the game. Maybe that equalizes the scores. I know. I'm just saying maybe it brings the scores a little closer together. In the case of Kansas City, no, it establishes the favorite. And here's why. That's going to be supposedly 0 degrees and minus 30 wind chill. Now, that's terrible for the Chiefs because it's terrible for everybody. But it's more terrible for a team from Miami. And they're not going to be able to acclimate to that at all. Miami, I don't think, has won a playoff game in like 20 years. And the last 10 games they played that they have lost in terms of temperature is when temperature at game time was 40 degrees or below. This is going to be 40 degrees below 40 degrees. So, no, they're not going to win.
Miami has no chance. Let me just get this out of the way. They have no chance. Even with Kansas City looking like Drek offensively for most of the last 6 weeks with your boy calling the plays who you like to defend. I don't even want to mention his name. you defend him because you say, you call me up on Sunday and you say, you know, you got to get off this guy. You got to get off Nagy. No, I actually don't have to get off of him.
I hear it every day.
I know you
do. No chance.
Remember when there used to be a record out there for Tampa where they were like 0-35 when it was below 40 degrees. Miami's worse. They're doing nothing. Steelers and Buffalo are used to these people are used to living outside in snow and cold and uncomfortable conditions. I mean, the Miami guys, they've never even walked to the dry cleaners in the cold. This is a non-game. I shouldn't even schedule to watch it.
Let's turn now to the first game of the weekend, the Browns at Houston. At the start of the season, nobody had either of these teams making the playoffs. One got there with a 38-year-old quarterback who'd been out of the league when the season began. The other got there with a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback. Wilbon, do you have more confidence in the Browns or in the Texans?
I don't have any confidence in anything. I do tend to have confidence in defense, and that means Myles Garrett and Cleveland's defense. That's what that means for me, traditionally.
Agree.
All right?
I mean, I agree with that.
You know, that's my football philosophy. But, Tony, I'm going to play a hunch this time, and it's not about confidence. All right? I'm going to go with D'Amico Ryans and his rookie quarterback, rookie coach, rookie quarterback. I never do that because I also believe in knowledge and experience. And pro football is a little different. It's not like professional basketball where young teams 99.9% of the time get bounced by old teams even if the old guys aren't as good. In this case, I just think the time could be up for Flacco. It could expire. You know, he could throw three picks. And it could be over. I'm actually, for some reason, Tony, if we're picking and say, who you got?
I am, Joni.
I'm picking Houston, you know, expired, yes.
I'm going to tell you something. Okay. The coach who wins this game is going to be coach of the year because it is between Kevin Stefanski and D'Amico Ryans. I agree with you.
The votes are already in.
I have a little more. I think the defense travels, so I have a little bit more confidence in Cleveland. They played recently, and Cleveland beat them 36-22, and Flacco threw for 368 yards. But C.J. Stroud didn't play in that game, so you have to throw that out. It's not relevant. These are the two teams that Deshaun Watson has played for. He's not playing. He's injured. I don't think anybody particularly misses him, but he would have been the story if he was in a playoff game. Now the story is a geezer and a kid. And you may be right. You may be right that the time is up for Flacco. But he has thrown for 1,600 yards in five games, which is amazing. The other kid is rookie of the year. He's definitely rookie of the year. But Flacco's story to me is a bit more sentimental. A little bit more sentimental. Let's take a break. Coming up, what kind of a test should the Cowboys expect from the Packers?
And what's the word for the matchup between Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff?
They were 3-13-1 last year, Houston. They're 10-7 this year. Stroud has to get a lot of credit. If Carolina picks Stroud, you know, then Bryce Young would be in use.
D'Amico Ryan's coach of the year.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by AutoZone. Get in the zone.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
Time for the doctor to put on a clinic, and what's the word? What's first?
The Cowboys face a blank opponent in the Packers.
I'm going to say frightening because nobody expected the Packers to be in the playoffs. There is no pressure on them. All the pressure is on the Cowboys. Much of the chatter around the Cowboys this week is negative. People are writing that if they lose the game, Mike McCarthy will be fired, and Jerry Jones has done nothing to staunch that. Not anything at all. Cowboys are 8-0 at home this year, Mike. They're averaging 37 points a game at home. That's great. Except the last time we saw them at home, Detroit beat them with a 2-point conversion. They got disallowed, and they had 20 points. And the hottest guy in the league right now is Jordan Love, 18 touchdowns and one pick in his last eight games. I think the Cowboys will win, but I think it's scary.
Yeah, Tony, the Packers are a house money opponent. And you know what I mean, because we're saying the same thing. House money, they're playing with the Packers and facing nothing in the way of pressure while you've got every stupid, overblown, overstated storyline related to the Cowboys. You know, like Mike McCarthy's got to be fired if he loses this game, and they should send Dak to Jupiter, not Florida, but the planet, if he loses this game. I mean, you know, Tony, I am born and bred to hate the Packers. It's in my blood. I the Packers and the Cardinals, you know me for my whole adult life. You know how much I hate the Packers and how much I hate the Cardinals. I am rooting for the Packers. Just so that they can put the Cowboys out of their misery and ours. Get out. And so the Packers will play another. If Jordan Love walked in your house right now, if he walked in your basement right now and he wasn't in his jersey, just his face and a hoodie like this one, would you, are you 100% certain that you would know who Jordan Love is?
I'm not 100% certain, but I do think that I would. I mean, I do think that I would. What's next? Right. What's next?
The matchup between Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff is blank.
It is column worthy. If I were still writing a sports column, this is the game that I would go to. Both of the quarterbacks in this game are accomplished. Both have been to the Super Bowl. Both expect to win, and both were traded for each other. I mean, that, you know, this is a big deal sort of thing. I mean, I think that Matthew Stafford, going back to Detroit, how he feels about that and how he is received is a column. I think Jared Goff getting the chance to play against the team and the coach who specifically dumped him, I think that is a column. I am leaning towards Stafford right now, but both of these stories are column worthy to me.
And because they're in the same place at the same time going against each other, it's irresistible. Stafford versus Goff is irresistible, Tony, for all those reasons you said. Look, I think that if I had to pick one, who's more compelling, it's Stafford. Stafford lived a dozen years. He lived a chunk of his adult life in Detroit. He understands this. He understands how desperate they are, how much this team loves that franchise and how little they've seen in the way of you got to be 80 years old to remember like real successful postseason football in Detroit because it happened in the 50s. It happened with Bobby Lane, for God's sake.
Bobby Lane.
So
look that up, kids. Look up Bobby Lane.
Look up Bobby Lane. Google Bobby Lane. By the way, what number did Bobby Lane wear? Is either one of us going to get that?
I'm not going to get that, no.
That's pretty bad. No, okay. We should get that.
But it's L-A-Y-N-E, kids. L-A-Y-N-E. L-A-Y.
They can't even type it into Google. They won't get Lane. Irresistible.
That's the final word. Wilbon is so angry today. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Steve Sarkisian and Mike Norvell cash in.
While two Washington stars are leaving for the NFL. We don't mean Washington, D.C.
In my ear. The magic of my ear. Bobby Lane wore 22. 22. Does that ring a bell with you?
I wouldn't have gotten that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 23rd birthday, Sam LaPorta. The Lions' second-round pick set the rookie record for receptions by a tight end this season with 86. Those 86 catches produced 889 yards, 10 touchdowns, and a Pro Bowl nod. The 10 touchdowns were first among NFL tight ends this season. Catches and yards were fourth. LaPorta was the third pick in the second round in 2023 out of Iowa. LaPorta was drafted to replace T.J. Hockenson at tight end, who was traded to the Vikings. Last weekend, Dan Campbell chose to play his starters against Minnesota, despite Detroit already securing at minimum the third seed. LaPorta hurt his knee, but hopes to be able to play when the Lions host the Rams in a playoff game this Sunday.
Questionable means basically 50-50. Tony, I'm going to do something that you I-95 people would never do. I'm going to root for the Packers and Detroit and mean it. Washington, D.C. people, for instance, would never root for, on a playoff Sunday, the Eagles and Cowboys or the Giants and the Eagles. They would never do that. But here in the Midwest, or where I usually am, kinder, gentler people. I'm rooting for the Packers and the Lions.
It's so great that you set up now that Dallas is somehow on I-95. It's brilliant.
Well, dear honorary, you attached
them. Happy anniversary, Joe Flacco. On this day 11 years ago, the visiting Ravens trailed Denver by a touchdown with 44 seconds remaining when Flacco hit Jacoby Jones deep down the sideline for a 70-yard touchdown. Baltimore won 38-35 in double overtime and rode that momentum all the way to a Super Bowl. Flacco was dominant in their run. He had 11 touchdown passes, no interceptions. Only Joe Montana was ever that good. Flacco was the first quarterback to have a passer rating over 100 in all four games of a single postseason. Flacco, who turns 39 next week, he's 10-5 in playoff games. He's tied with Tom Brady for most road playoff wins by a quarterback, 7. This weekend, Flacco can break that if Cleveland beats Houston in Houston, though you are rooting for Houston.
Tony, if Flacco somehow leads the Browns to the Super Bowl this postseason, Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. I realize that the numbers may not justify it.
No.
Tony,
no.
If he does this again at this age with the Cleveland Browns, how many times have Cleveland Browns been to the Super Bowl? Just give me a rounded number.
None.
Hall of Fame.
Tom Brady did this when he was 44. Happy trails to a close game in the NBA last night. A lot of teams got blowed out last night, and it was on a night when the three worst teams in the NBA, Detroit, Washington, and San Antonio, didn't even play. The Celtics-Bucks game was such a rout that TNT stopped showing it at one point. The Bucks were up by 38, ultimately won by 32. Oklahoma City beat Portland by 62 points. Yeah, 62. The combined margin of victory in last night's five NBA games was 126 points. Three of the five winners held the lead for the entire game. The Lakers lost by 18 to Phoenix, once again fell below 500. There was even a rout in college. Utah beat UCLA by 46 points.
Look, I expected Milwaukee to win at home in a blowout against the Celtics in the game they needed. I expected Oklahoma City to blow out Portland, though not by 62. The surprise is that the Lakers had won three games, have been 3-0, I think, against the Suns. And the Suns in L.A. were up 30 in the fourth quarter. They won by 18, but that game was a blowout, too. Crazy stuff happening last night.
You know, we get to a point where the season gets further and further deep into it, and the Warriors and the Lakers are below 500.
Yes!
And that's not a good situation.
Bottom
and
of the standings.
They're losing at home.
It's crazy. Yeah.
They're losing at home. It's just not all on the road. Losing at home. All right, let's go to the big finish. Chris Haynes of Bleacher Report says the Lakers remain committed to head coach Darvin Ham. You think that's the right call?
Yes, Darvin Ham just got them last year to the conference final. They lost to Denver. So did everybody else. Come get me seriously. This is as stupid as saying the Eagles coach would get fired if he loses tomorrow. That's dumb. Steve Sarkisian of Texas, Mike Norvell of Florida State, reportedly have new deals where they are. Your thoughts?
Sarkisian's isn't done yet. Look, they've leveraged the Alabama vacancy against their ADs and school presidents. It's a smart move. Washington receiver Rome Odunze and running back Dylan Johnson are entering the NFL draft. Is that significant?
Yes, Odunze could be maybe as a pro, as good as Marvin Harrison Jr. Is that possible? I know it's a bad. I'll take either one of those kids. The Commanders' new GM will be former Niners assistant GM, Adam Peters. You okay with that, Mr. DC?
Yeah, but it's who's the coach. Last one, Yankees added your boy Marcus Stroman for 2 years, $37 million. Big addition.
Starting pitching, yes. I wanted the Cubs to keep him, and they didn't. I hope he didn't blow it.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. It's going to be cold back there in D.C., Tone. You should come on.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides.
See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.